Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. The items that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink. Allama ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, whilst listing the drinks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would drink honey, water, nabid made with dates, that is, dates would be soaked into the water, and harira. Harira is made with milk and flour. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would consume nabid made with dates and raisins. Using silver or golden utensils is forbidden. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever drinks water from a silver or golden utensil is pouring the fire of Jahannam into his belly. Note, the use of silver or golden utensils is prohibited for men and women under all circumstances. Women, however, are allowed to adorn themselves with these metals, in other words, as jewelry. However, these should not be used for any other purpose, such as having a surma stick made of gold or silver. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cup. Asib ibn Ahwal narrates that he saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's cup in the position of Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The cup was made of wood. Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi narrates that it had a sheet of metal around it. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wanted to replace this metal with gold or silver, but Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu dissuaded him from doing so and advised him to leave the cup in its original form. A report from Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, mentions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a cup which was reinforced with a sheet of metal. Note, this cup was made of pure wood that was yellowish in color. It was made from the wood of the box tree. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.